AircheckDownloads.com.
The weekly top 40 instant request.
Thank you for calling, too. I got two sisters from Inglewood, Colorado. Hello. What are your names?
This is Sylvia and my sister Maria. Mm-hmm. She's here. Hi.
Now, are the two of you are especially close?
Yeah, we're close. My sister Maria, yeah, we're really close. We're going to be going to college next semester.
Mm.
So we're going to be hanging out together.
That is super. And I'd love to play something for you, ladies.
We wanted to hear the new song from the Gin Blossoms.
Right.
But we want to dedicate it.
Well, please, go ahead.
This is Maria now, and I want to dedicate the song to Marvin. What, Marvin? That's my boyfriend. What are you talking about? What? That's my
boyfriend. Hey.
Hey,
work this out before you call me next time. Hello. The Gin Blossoms, Till I Hear It From You, from the only group on the countdown who once performed at a dog pound in San Antonio, Texas. Robin Wilson said there were about 500 people there and 200 dogs. Till I Hear It From You, 2 weeks at number five. This week, this is number four, the story of a 23-year-old gang member who wonders if he'll ever see age 24. Coolio, living in gangster's paradise. Boy, look at that. What a happy place to live. Gangsta's Paradise. 2 weeks in a row, it's number four for Coolio, and he makes a guest appearance on Quincy Jones' new album. It's called Q's Juke Joint, and Coolio performs on the song entitled Stomp, which also features Shaquille O'Neal, if you'd like to pick it up. Yes, the 7'2", my thumb is injured. I'm playing for the Orlando Magic, Shaquille O'Neal, basketball star. Well, listen to this snippet of a Bob Dylan song. I need your help on this. It's a song called Idiot Wind. Listen.
They say I shot a man named Gray and took his wife to Italy. She had heads and a million bucks, and when she died, it came to me. I can't help it.
Well, I don't know if it sounds familiar to you. But that particular song got Hootie and the Blowfish into legal hot water. Let me give you all the D's, sleaze on that as we come back to the top three coming up next. Right back.
They say I shot a man named
Jay. I can't believe I made a career out of singing through my nostrils like this. I'll be right back because it's time for my boot heels to be wandering.
I only want to be with you. Hootie and the Blowfish, with some of the money from that song going to Mr. Bob Dylan, as we mentioned before. Number three for 4 weeks on the countdown. This is number two and the song that earned Janet Jackson her 17th Gold Award. Runaway. Ooh, would she love to have that number one spot. Right, Michael?
Come on, girl.
Janet, Runaway Jackson with 4 weeks at number two. Guess what? The waiting game is on. How could Janet Jackson not seize number one? Who's in there who is so deeply entrenched and so hot? We'll find out together next. Speaking of Janet, she says, I'm not anyone's little sister anymore.
Go on, girl!
Hear that, Michael? She confided to us on the countdown that she enjoys making love in public.
Woo!
Well, is that true? I don't know. I haven't seen her, of course, but her favorite locations supposedly to get kinky are Washington Square Park in New York City, the service elevator at the Regent Beverly Wilshire Hotel in Beverly Hills, and I'll be checking for you.
D's Sleeves.
Rick D's in the Weekly Top 40.
Rick D's in the Weekly Top 40.
Well, this is it. The pinnacle of success for any musical talent on the countdown. Number one. It takes so many different factors to reach number one on the countdown. Requests, sales, a great record company, promotion, the right look, the right video. And this week it belongs to a woman who has accomplished all of these with ease. In fact, more than most singers do in a lifetime. She began singing at the age of four, coached by her mother, a professional opera singer herself. And then at age 16, she moved to New York City, waiting tables by day and spending her nights in the recording studio. Then she was signed to Columbia Records at the age of 18. And before turning age 21, she had three number one hits and two Grammy Awards under her belt. Who could do all this? The one, the only, Mariah.
She got this sweet little fantasy thing going on. She's Mariah Carey.
Stop it, Deez. Get a grip on yourself. Just stop it.
Ow.
Number one, Mariah Carey for 5 straight weeks on the countdown. It's got to feel great. And Mariah's husband has now signed with Michael Jackson. They have done a $90 million publishing deal. So Mr. Mottola's a happy man, Mariah's a happy wife, and she is an incredible artist. You got to hear the rest of her CD, too, if you haven't picked it up. Daydream is hot. So as this countdown, thank you for being here all the way to number one, produced by CD Media and coming out all over the world from the ABC Radio Network. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. And remember, if you like hit music, you found the place.
Aircheckdownloads.com.